Message number 740. My mission is not to give you a new Bible, for that could never be, as my Father's book contains the whole truth. Sunday, March 24, 2013 at 06:06 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, when you are asked by those who love me what is the purpose of your mission, your answer must be, to save your souls. When you are sneered at, mocked and asked what gives you the right to proclaim the word of God, the answer is so that Jesus can save your souls. Then when those who do proclaim my holy word already and who follow my teachings accuse you of heresy, then the answer to them is this. You who are faithful to Christ, do you not think that you too are sinners in the eyes of God? Don't you too want to salvage your souls? Sin will always stand between you and God. Every single soul, including the most hardened sinner and those amongst you who are chosen souls, will never be free from sin until I come again. You may be redeemed every time you confess your sins, but your soul will remain cleansed for only a short time. Never feel you are not in need of the food of life. My light draws you now to me, through this very special mission. I give you great blessings and special graces when you respond to my call, as I beckon you towards my new kingdom, my new paradise. You may believe that God would not need to send another prophet, that mankind was released from the stranglehold of Satan after my death on the cross, that you have been given the truth through my teachings already, and that the truth is contained in my Father's book, the Most Holy Bible. And you would be correct but for this. There is still more you have to know, as the prophecies contained in the book of Revelation are not known to you. You have been given the summary, and yet many of you refuse to acknowledge its contents. You snub the book of Revelation and have no wish to understand it. My mission is not to give you a new Bible, for that could never be, as my Father's book contains the whole truth. My task in a world which has plunged into paganism is to remind you of the truth on the one hand, and on the other is my desire to prepare your souls for the time of my second coming. Many of you say you honor me, but many have fallen away from the truth. Many do not believe in Satan or the existence of hell, and as such do not take sin seriously. You have been led into grave error through your tolerance for sin. And now the gravest errors will come about throughout all Christian churches when sin will be cast to one side. You will be led into a doctrine of deceit. This is a plan crafted by the evil one to take you away from me. Because my divine presence, my body and my blood is contained in every tabernacle in the world, you have been able to fight sin. But now when the plan to remove the Holy Eucharist comes about, you will be helpless. This is why I reveal to you the truth of what is to come, so that I can prepare you. It is only because I love you that I call out to you now. When the errors are exposed, you will then realize how much you have to learn, and how pride prevented you from accepting my hand of mercy, and how you are nothing without me. Your Jesus.